Now, seeing as how most objections are smoke screens, it's important that the first time it comes up, we ignore it or bypass it. For those of us who are comfortable ignoring it and it's working for you, great. Once you hear the objection, you'd say something like, well, that's fine, Mr. Customer. Now, right here is the, or okay, we'll cover that later, but right here is the, and just continue on. For those of us who don't feel comfortable ignoring it, the bypass is a wonderful technique to accomplish the same thing, and it's just perhaps a little more user-friendly or a little less rude. There are three elements to an effective bypass. The first element is acknowledging the objection. The second is building a bridge. And the third and last is asking a question or a control question. Now, acknowledging the objection does not mean saying, I understand. Because everybody says, I understand, sir. Instead, we want to be able to use the customer's word or the customer's exact objection. If the customer says something about price, you want to say, I understand that price is important to you. If they say something about trade values, I understand that resale values on the trade is an important issue. Or if they say something about interest rates, I see that interest rates are an important part of your decision-making process, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we want to use the customer's word. Building a bridge. Some bridges are, by the way, that reminds me, I forgot to ask. Oh yeah, I meant to ask. Did you want? We'll get back to that later, but did you want? Things like that. And then the third element is asking a question, preferably a control question. A control question is the easiest of the questions to answer. As we mentioned before, those are either-or questions. Remember, control questions are the questions we ask the customer and supply them the answer with. That reminds me, did you want a two-door or a four-door? Or did you want a five-speed or automatic? Did you like light colors or dark colors? But any question will work. It's important to remember that the person asking questions has control. And so the bypass works something like this. What's the price of that car? Oh, it's about 18 grand. And by the way, are you going to be using this primarily for business or for pleasure? Or if they ask, what's your best price on this car? You can say something like, I know that price is important. It's important to me too when I'm buying something. And we'll get to that in just a second. And that reminds me, you pulled up in a four-door and now we're looking at two doors. What's changed? Or if they ask, how much discount can I get? We can say something like, I know discounts are important. It's important to most of my customers. And we'll get to that in just a second. That reminds me, were you looking for basic transportation or heavy equipment this time? Because you know, that's going to affect the price. There are some more examples there on page 20. The main thing to remember about the bypass is that there's an acknowledgement, there's a building of the bridge, and the bridge leads to asking the question so we can get control of the transaction back. Whether we choose to ignore the objection or bypass it, it's important that the first time it comes up, we choose one strategy. If we try to overcome something the first time we hear it and it isn't a real issue, if it is really just a smokescreen, we may create an impasse with our customer with essentially a non-issue. And if it is a real concern of our customers, it will come up a second and a third time.